You now have 1 minute to read the questions. The recording will then start automatically and play once. You cannot pause, rewind, or fast forward the recording.
People often confuse food allergies and food intolerances, but it's important to know the difference because they each require different treatments. So what is the difference? A food allergy is your body's immune system responding to specific protein in certain foods. For instance, in shellfish, one of the triggers for allergic reactions is a protein called tropomyosin. And with peanuts, it can be a reaction to one of its many proteins. When a food particle enters the body of someone who's allergic, the body's immune system perceives it as a problem, an invader. Just as your body might respond to a virus as a threat, with food allergies, part of your immune system sees the protein of the food as a threat. The allergic reaction can be thought of as a disproportionate and inappropriate response from the immune system to the food. Allergic reactions can range from being mild, tingles in the mouth, hives, and rashes, to being extremely severe, like having trouble breathing, and they can even be life-threatening. Allergic reactions, with some exceptions, almost always happen quickly, within 30 minutes of eating or exposure to the food. A food intolerance, on the other hand, is usually our body having trouble digesting certain foods. Unlike allergies, food intolerances are not related to the immune system. For instance, being lactose intolerant means you don't have enough of the enzyme that breaks down the lactose in dairy. Intolerance to certain foods can often result in digestive issues, including bloating, diarrhea, or generally feeling unwell. Intolerance to food can happen pretty quickly too, but could also show up in the next few days. In other words, if you experience unpleasantness from something you've eaten a day before, most of the time it's not an allergy. There's a third kind of reaction that's neither an allergy or an intolerance. For example, celiac disease is an autoimmune condition triggered by eating foods containing gluten. Celiac disease may share some similar symptoms to a food intolerance, such as bloating or belly pain. But unlike celiac disease, food intolerances don't damage the small intestine. So with all these real but nuanced differences, what's the best way to get proper diagnosis? Don't get one of those do-it-yourself-at-home food sensitivity kits. Those tests are not scientifically proven to do what they purport to do, and they aren't reliable diagnostic tools. If you wonder whether you have an allergy or an intolerance or celiac disease, talk to your doctor. They'll be able to recommend the right course of action. And in the case of food allergies, an allergist is your go-to person. The two common ways they'll be able to diagnose you is by taking a really good food history and giving you an oral food challenge by giving you certain foods and seeing what happens in a medically safe and controlled environment. An allergist can also come up with a plan in case you're exposed to a food you're allergic to and may even be able to recommend treatments for some of those allergies.
Do not press continue until you are ready to move on to the next section of the test. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. The recording will then start automatically and play twice. You cannot pause, rewind, or fast forward the recording.
Hi Andy, how are you today?
Oh, hi Jenny. I'm good, thanks. But, well, actually, to tell the truth, I'm feeling more than a little confused. I have a difficult dilemma and I desperately need some advice, and you always give good advice.
I do? That's nice to hear. So, what's the best bit of advice I've ever given?
Maybe it wasn't quite advice, but when we were 8 years old and you told me to sit next to you on the school bus.
And that's how we became friends. So I was bossy, even then.
No, not bossy. Just kind and friendly and a good advisor. And they're just some of the many reasons why you're such a good friend. So, what I'd like your opinion on is, how do you make the right decision about something? Like, I don't mean something trivial like, what did you have for breakfast or what to buy your brother for his birthday. I mean the really important, life-changing kinds of decisions.
Wow, this sounds big. What's going on?
Okay, you want the whole story?
Yeah, of course I want the whole story. How can I give you good advice if I don't have all the relevant information?
Yeah, fair point. Okay, the full story. Well, basically I'm torn between pleasing my parents and pleasing myself. Now I've graduated, I need to decide what to do next. I really want to stay on in education, like forever. Become a professor, get a job in academia. I've spoken to my tutor and the head of department and they both want me to apply for a PhD at the university.
Wow, that's amazing. What a fantastic opportunity for you.
I would more than agree with you. However, my parents wouldn't.
Oh? How come? Surely they can't have anything against studying for a PhD.
I'm afraid that for them, it's become a doctor or break our hearts. That's their ultimatum.
Wow, that's heavy.
Yep.
And you want to know about how to make the best decision?
I sure do.
Okay. Well, I was once in a very similar predicament to you, and I asked a much older person for advice, figuring that they would have some sage words for me based on their many years of experience.
Okay, that sounds logical. And what did this veteran of life tell you?
She said, if you have to make a decision and there is no bad choice...
Hold on, what does she mean by no bad choice?
Well, like in your case, choosing to be a doctor would be an amazing decision, but then... so would choosing to be a professor. Neither of them would be a bad choice. They'd probably be equally awesome choices, just in different ways, with different outcomes.
Okay, I see your point. Sorry I interrupted. Please continue.
No problem. So you're faced with a tough decision and you really, really want to make the best decision possible, the right decision, yeah?
Yeah.
But what you have to realise is that life just isn't like that. We can't have the best life or an entirely right life. All we can do is have a life that we can be proud of.
I don't understand. What's your advice? What should I do? Become a doctor or become a professor?
You're missing my point. You're completely hung up on making the absolutely, fully correct decision. But we can't ever know if it is or not. Life is mostly about uncertainty. All we can do is act in a way where we use our intuition. There are many, many paths in life, many twists, many turns, and who knows how this one decision is going to turn out. But if, at the end of the day, you look back at your life and feel proud of what you did, what you achieved, the people you helped along the way, whether as a doctor or as a professor, then you will have made the right decision and it will have been a good decision. And that's all that matters.
I've changed my mind about the school bus. This is the best bit of advice you've ever given me.
Do not press continue until you are ready to move on to the next section of the test. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. The recording will then start automatically and play twice. You cannot pause, rewind, or fast forward the recording.
Speaker A. I favour classic clothing. Pieces that are timeless and never out of vogue. I only buy one or two new items a year. Good quality stuff. Expensive. I have to save for them, but I know that they'll last and so I'll get my money's worth. The material is durable and the pieces are well made, sometimes handmade, and there are never any faults or flaws in the clothing. I can't abide fast fashion. That stuff is just mass-produced rubbish, with no thought given to quality or durability, let alone the environment or the poor workers who get paid a minimal wage to slave in those godforsaken sweatshops.
Speaker B. I never buy new clothes. I always buy second-hand. Sometimes friends and relatives pass on stuff they don't wear anymore, but I also have a rummage in charity shops most weeks to see what I can discover. You can dig out some great bargains, and I save so much money this way. Sometimes the clothes are vintage and designer. Sometimes they're just everyday high street garb. Usually they're in great condition, but sometimes I have to mend a small hole or a tear. But I don't mind that. I actively enjoy buying second-hand clothes, but I also do it because it's so much better for the environment.
Speaker C.
I love clothes. I buy new clothes probably on a weekly basis. I have so many clothes that my wardrobes and cupboards are bursting, but I regularly have to clear out to create space for new ones. Sometimes I end up throwing out clothes I haven't even worn. If I go clothes shopping, I look for the cheapest brands because that means I can buy more. Sometimes the clothing is a bit flimsy and doesn't last very long, or sometimes it has a small hole or the stitching isn't straight, but that's okay. I mean, nobody notices. And if I only wear it once or twice, it doesn't matter because clothing that's cheap is dispensable.